Time to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA with Mayor Sue Moore, who's back with us. Sue, how you doing?
Pretty good, thanks, Andrew.
It's, hope everything is going okay, certainly with yourself and with a number of areas of Singleton. We know Broker's been struggling, but everybody is doing their bit to get back up and point in the right direction.
Exactly. We've got a very strong community all pulling together, as they always do, and thank you to every single person for doing so.
Absolutely. Now, the Community Economic Development Fund applications are open at the moment.
Yep, applications are open for round two. So funding proposals are now open for eligible projects and programs with a minimal value of $10,000. So that's for economic development and also social development opportunities. So it's a pretty unique partnership that we've developed between Glencore and Bloomfield Groups.
Yeah.
With VPA money that's been set aside that allows us to put up this funding opportunity for anyone that lives in the Singleton LGA.
And there are seminars involved with it, is that right?
Yeah, this time round we're having a mandatory information session. So if you're interested in applying or putting in an application, you must attend one of the four sessions that are available, that they would be information regarding those four sessions. There's two on the evening and two during the day, I understand. So that information around those sessions will be on our website. So
yes.
Obviously, people that are interested in applying would have been checking all of that out. Submissions close on the 31st of October. So
all right.
The funding course proposal can include social and economic programs and services, construction maintenance of infrastructure, environmental construction works, research, training or education, community welfare and community events. So there's a pretty wide range of things there that can be supported, but there are some pretty strict rules and guidelines around what it can't be spent on as well. So that's the purpose of having to make sure you attend those sessions so that you are not wasting your time with submissions, and we're not wasting your time by you putting them in and they're not being eligible.
Fair enough too. Now this weekend, got to look forward to an expo in Singleton.
Yeah, the Emergency Services Expo is in Singleton this weekend, Saturday the 20th at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Council Administration Grounds, between the gym and swim and the council, that is. We've been partnered with our emergency services, including the RFS and Rescue New South Wales Police and SES, New South Wales Ambulance and Westpac Rescue Helicopters. So come along. It's a unique opportunity to check out all the services that are there when we need them, and they'll be running demonstrations, of course, and helicopter flyovers and firefighters in action, emergency vehicles, barbecue lunch. So sounds like a great day, as it always is. So come along, get information, and get ready for what hopefully you won't need to use them, but those services are great when we do need them and we know they're there. So come along and get some information, support them the way they support us.
Yeah, I thoroughly agree, and well done Singleton Council for putting that on too. Also, if you're into your art and culture, then you might be able to be a part of it in Singleton.
Yeah, we're going out for expressions of interest for local creative people for the arts and culture advisory group. So we've got four positions available, and two including the general community delegates who identify as disability, and one as a youth delegate between the ages of 16 and 21. So we're trying to get a wide variety, a scope across the our community. So the group will meet four times a year and plays vital role in supporting the council to deliver actions that are set out by the Arts and Culture Strategy.
And where do we apply for our expression of interest, Sue?
You'll find the information on council website once again. So closing date, 26th of August. So more information you'll find on our website, expressions of interest or public exhibition. Go to public exhibition on our website or call a customer service if you do require information that can be spoken to you rather than finding it yourself.
Be a big part of that. Arts and culture is an important part of every community, and I'm pleased to see that Singleton Council have always got it out in front there. Hey, Sue Moore, thank you very much for joining us. Catch up with you again in a couple of weeks' time.
No worries. Great. Thank you. Cheers.